Good morning, dear devotees. I would like to share a quote by Srila Prabhupada ji. Our first duty is to satisfy the spiritual master who can arrange for the Lord's mercy. A common man first began to serve the spiritual master or the devotee. Then through the mercy of the devotee, the Lord will be satisfied. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. I welcome you all to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call for this mid-morning session. Today, we are very fortunate to have association of Her Grace Sita Priti Mataji. Mataji will be enlightening us on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adikanda, Chapter 9, verses 14 to 24. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Sita Priti Mataji, thank you so much for giving your valuable time and wonderful association this morning. We're all looking forward to hearing from you, Mataji. Very happy to have you on the call today. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Guru and Garanga ki jai. Please take over the call, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you, Mataji, for the beautiful welcome. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I know I do not know anything. I'm reading it so that I can purify myself and I can know more about the pastimes of the Lord. So this, everything, whichever I'm going to speak is thoroughly based on only so that I can purify myself. So wherever you feel it is wrong, please, please, please correct me. And I'm looking for your association and please help me wherever I go wrong. Hare Krishna. And thank you, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. Hare Krishna. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय विदलेशमितिभक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरवप्रभु हरे कृष्ण. So today we are, I'll share screen. So we are on the Chaitanya Bhagavat chapter 9, from the chapter 9, and we are on verse number 14. I'll share the screen so that it becomes easy for us all. One second. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्ण. So as we start with, when we started with Chaitanya Bhagavat, so this chapter tells about Lord Nityananda's childhood pastimes. And as Adi Gadadhar Prabhu has started this chapter very beautifully, we'll just, to just give a start point for this chapter, if I just go behind, like it mentions about how Lord Nityananda's presence in Ekachakra, his mother and father, and how he was loved by each and every person in Ekachakri. So as we know, as we see about Lord Nityananda, we all know that with Lord Nityananda is our guru. Without his mercy, obtaining mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not possible. So it is always advisable that we have to go to Lord Chaitanya through Lord Nityananda. And who else better can know the pastimes of the Lord better than Lord Nityananda? So as we saw in the last, we'll just go ahead with the yesterday's verses, because it just gives a connectivity for us all. So the fourth verse is, on the order of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Ananta Dev had already appeared in Radhadesh and was engaged in various pastimes. So this verse itself tells us that everything, whatever was happening, was by the mercy of the Lord and was the will of the Lord. So it was no coincidence, or it was nothing which was not planned. So, because we've already seen that Lord Balaram is Nityanand Prabhu. So whenever Lord Balaram comes or Lord Nityanand Prabhu comes, they have always set up the whole platform for the advent of the Lord. And when we have heard in our pastimes, in all the pastimes also, that when the Lord advents, he does not come alone. He comes with his associates, and his associates are there to assist him in his pastimes. So this is a very beautiful understanding over here, wherein Lord Nityananda Prabhu has advented before, and it is as if, you know, the whole scenario is made exactly like how Lord Chaitanya Prabhu must have wanted. So then he was born to Hadayoja, and his mother was Padmavati Devi, and he was born in Ekachakri village. Now, when he was born over there, it is as Adigadadhar Prabhu has explained yesterday, there were many auspicious signs which came in. Like everything, there was no famine, there was no drought, there were proper rains, and there was no poverty in Ekachakri. So the Radha Desh, it was flourishing in the presence of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda, he is an eternal associate of the Lord. He is the, as we say in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela 5.4, it is that Sarva Avatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tanhara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balaram. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the fountainhead of all incarnations. Lord Balaram is his second body. So as we see this, so everything, whatever Lord Chaitanya had done in as Lord Krishna is known by Lord Nityananda. Okay. So then as we see further, it becomes more and more interesting to understand that. And when the Lord's advent happened, it was Lord Nityananda who understood that the Lord has taken his position in this material world. He has come up and he gave a big roar. And many of them could not understand why this roar was. Some of them did understand that this roar was no other than Lord Nityananda's. But they did not understand exactly why and how. So this, as we move ahead with this chapter, it is seen that Lord Nityananda, because he knew all the pastimes of the Lord, his whole childhood was moving around the pastimes of the Lord. And what exactly did he do to make the people understand about the pastimes of the Lord is also very interesting. As Adigadadhar Prabhu left us to yesterday by 9.13. So Nityananda remained hidden as he enjoyed childhood pastimes with the other children. So when he remained hidden means it was nowhere being known. Like some of them who knew it that yes, Lord Nityananda is someone who knows everything. And why does he know everything is in the next verses. Because of the enacting of the pastimes of the Lord. Okay. Shishugana Sange Prabhu Yata Krida Kare Shri Krishnera Karya Ara Nahis Pure. The pastimes that the Lord enjoyed with his childhood friends were all related to the activities of Lord Krishna. So his childhood pastimes, it is said that in many of the classes which I heard, that the people who were living in Ekachakri, they were also amazed when Lord Nityananda, he used to play the pastimes with, he used to enact some small dramas with his friends. So when they said that, Nitai, how do you know about this? And Nitai was like, he did not want to reveal himself. You know, like there are so many things which we should take. Like, you know, our Guru Maharajas, they are so exalted. But they will never show us that they know everything. So this is the sign of the Guru. Right, and Nityananda Prabhu is our eternal guru, and he did not say that yes, you know what, I know everything. But when he was asked, he said, these are my pastimes, how will I not know them? And he played them with all his friends. And it used to happen that when he used to play with his friends, it used to take long time. We'll see like why I'm saying like when he play with his friends, his parent, the parents of those children used to come. And when they used to see that these children, their children are there with Nitai, they used to be very happy. And rather, they used to sit down and get engaged in looking at the drama which Nitai was playing with their children. Now, when we say that, when I'm saying that that parents used to come looking for their children, why is it that so? Because the pastimes of Lord Krishna, they were not in a specific time, right? It was not, okay, only in the daytime that the pastimes of Krishna will be done, or only in some specific time. Lord Krishna's pastimes were there throughout the day. And we'll see which pastimes and what we are talking about. So here commentary of Gaudiya Bhashya by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions, while Sri Nityananda Ram, again this is the name of Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Ram Prabhu sported with his boyfriends, they would enact the pastimes of Gokula, Mathura and Dwarka. In this way, he fulfilled the desires and assisted in the pastimes of his Lord, Sri Gaura Krishna, that is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So however he had assisted, he used to enact in all the way. So the next verse is 1.9.15 and 7. Deva sabha karena niliya shishugane. पृथ्वीर रूपे कहे करे निवेदने तबे पृथ्वी लया सबे नदी तीरे आया शिशु गण मिली स्तुति करे उर्ध्वराय कोन शिशु लुकाईया उद्व करी बोले जन्मी बाड गिया आमी मथुरा गोकुले. So he and his friends formed an assembly of demigods. Now this is a pastimes which they were enacting. The pastime were in Mother Earth. Because in that time, it was the time when there were a lot of wrong things going on the earth. So that time, Mother Earth, she took a form of a cow, of a surabhi. And then she went to Lord Brahma. And she offered her obeisances over there. She offered prayers to Lord Brahma. And she wanted, like, well, why am I suffering so much? And she wanted some remedy for it. And that time, all the demigods, along with Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, they went to Lord Narayan. And that time, that pastime which was which had happened, the same pastime was enacted by Lord Nityananda. And what did he do? He and his friends formed an assembly of demigods, and one of them, acting as Mother Earth, offered prayers to them. They then led Mother Earth to the river bank, and the children all began to offer prayers. So what did they do? That the same pastime where in the law when did Mother Surabhi or Mother Earth, the demigods and everyone, when they went to the milk ocean, there whatever they did, the same thing was applied over here. They had their roles set it up by Nityananda Prabhu, and then they did the same pastime. Now these pastimes were so lively, and they were so much into, you know, like anybody watching them would know that yes, like this is really happening. This was the intensity of their pastimes which was done. Now this we see in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, first chapter 17 to 23 verse, where this whole pastime has been explained to Parikshit Maharaj by Sukadev Goswami. When Mother Earth went to the heavenly planets to tell about her problems which she was facing and to get a relief from Brahma. So when they went over there, it is seen that these boys, they did the same thing, they offer prayers to the prayers over there. And it was as if the same thing is happening. In the further verses, it is seen that in one of the pastimes when Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was, they were enacting the sequence where the Ramayana was done. Wherein Lakshmana was Murchit, that means Lakshmana was unconscious, and Lord Nityananda was playing the role of Lakshmana. I'm sorry if I'm taking up the next past time, but I just wanted to tell you that how intensely they were doing it, and it was not no fun. It was that, you know, Nityanand Prabhu was living in that pastime, and he was letting all the others know about the pastimes of the Lord. So when Lakshmana had to be unconscious, okay, so it is there in that enacting, it happens that one of the boy who was playing the role, he throws one lotus flower at Lakshmana, that is Lord Nityananda. And then Lord Nityananda, as he is the part of playing the part of Lakshmana, he falls unconscious. Now, when he falls unconscious, he pretended that he was unconscious, right? But then he did it in such, he was playing the role of Lakshmana, and he fell unconscious. And looking at him falling unconscious, everyone over there was worried. And everybody over there like lost the track of the play. They lost the track of what they were doing. And the one who was playing Hanuman, he also started crying, and he also started like running hither and thither, like what happened and what to do. And this pastimes they were doing in the morning, and it happened that it was almost afternoon, noon time, and evening time coming up, and yet Nityanand Prabhu was not waking up. Then somebody among them said, you know what, this is a pastime of the Lord from Ramayana. And how did Lakshmana wake up? It was only after the Sanjeevani was bought. So the parents of one of the boys, he said, okay, you are playing the role of Hanuman. Go and get some deer off a small hill from there and get it as if Hanuman is getting that. And that boy, he remembered that, yes, he was Hanuman. He was supposed to get this Sanjeevani. And he then runs and he gets a small hill. And from there, then the Vaid who is there, he picks up one leaf, and then he just puts it near Lakshmana's nose, that is Lord Nityananda's nose. And then at that time, Lord Nityananda wakes up. So you can understand how intensely and with what understanding it the game was played, or the drama was done. So these all there were so many pastimes of Krishna, and all these pastimes every day. This was now today's world. The children like I know our devotee kids, at least they watch so many pastimes of Lord through YouTube videos or through cartoons or through ISKCON Desire Tree. They are reading so much. But I really feel sorry for some of them, those who do not know anything. So at this age, Lord Nityananda, he was making all the others also understand the glory of the Lord, and he was spreading the Krishna consciousness in his own way. Then the next verse, which goes about again the pastimes of the Lord. These are all like what pastimes. We're not going into detail of the pastimes because this is Lord Nityananda's, how he was engaging these kids. Kona dina nisha bhage shishugana liya vasudeva deva kira kareyena iya. One evening, the Lord and his friends enacted the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki. So again, like everything was from the beginning, from the start. So how the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki, again, now this is the instance which is taking place in Mathura. So all the pastimes, whether as we saw in the 9.14 verse, they were the pastimes from Dwarika, from Mathura, from Gokul, everywhere, all of them were woven such nicely that everybody could live those pastimes. And this was only done by Lord Nityananda, because he had been through those pastimes. So it was the best thing which he did it for everyone, so that all of them could live in those pastimes. So what he did was that how the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki took place in Mathura, and everything, how Kamsa was there, everything he had placed. Now only in this verse it is mentioned that he did the enacted the marriage of Vasudev and Devaki. So when he did the enacted the pastime of Vasudev and Devaki, everything they had done, like how Vasudev and Devaki were put behind the bars, how Kamsa had reacted to the Akashvani which had, everything was done by these children under the guidance of Nitai. Now, as the story goes ahead, he also made them know that how Lord Krishna came into this world, or how Lord Krishna was born and where he was born. So again, the travel between Mathura to Gokul, again he even told them that. And when this was done, it was everything was as if real. Like, I will just read the verse first. Bandi ghar kariya atyant nisha bhage Krishna janma karayena kehna hi jage. Now, then late one night, while everyone slept, they made a prison and enacted the birth of Lord Krishna. So this Krishna janma karayena, that means enacting the birth of Lord Krishna, which is again explained in our Srimad Bhagavatam 10.3.8. He mentioned everything, how Devaki, like when they were enacting this, it was like how Devaki and Vasudeva were in chains. And the most important part is what? Late one night. That means it is not that he just had to do this pastime, so somewhere he did it. No. Because this pastime had happened at night, so what did they do was, this pastimes they did it around the same time at one night. So this is so very interesting. As you read it, you just want to go on reading it. So they did this pastime. This pastime was enacted at night when everyone was sleeping, and they even made something sort of a prison wherein Vasudev and Devaki, whoever were acting as Vasudev and Devaki, were bound in chains. And then how everybody was asleep, and how the moon was rising, and then how Devaki from her heart, how the Lord appeared, and how Shri Krishna appeared. So in the same way he did that. Now over here it is, in the next verse it is. So this enacting of Lord Krishna was also done by all the children at the right time. The phrase over here, keha nahi jage, again while everyone was sleeping. So this is also very important, like the pastimes were made totally very very real pastimes. Gokula srujiya tathi anena krishnera mahamaya dilalaya bandila kansera. So they created Gokula, and Krishna was taken there and exchanged with Mahamaya, thereby tricking King Kamsa. Because Kamsa, we knew like how he had, how he was killing all the sons which were born to Vasudev and Devaki. So this exchange, now this over here in our Chaitanya Bhagavat, Dila Liya, okay. Mahamaya Dila Liya. That means the exchange of the children, how it was done. That means when Vasudev, he went from Mathura, and then he went all the way across the river. And then when he went over there to Mother Yashoda, he picked up the daughter. That means the daughter who was the Yoga Maya. He picked up the daughter and he placed the newborn baby, that is Krishna, next to Yashoda Mata. So the words Dilalaya, give and take, refer to the point of the view of Yashoda, resident of Raja. In this drama, the child playing Yashoda. See over here, it is not just like they're just saying. So the child playing, just imagine the emphasis of this commentary is, see, it is that a child, that a baby is born, and these are children. Okay, these are not the adults. So these are children who are acting as Vasudev and Devaki. These children are giving away children and exchanging the children. I hope you get it. See, I will read this. In this drama, the child playing Yashoda gave the child playing Mahamaya to the child playing Vasudev and took the child playing Krishna from him. So it's all like all the children are playing, but then too they were, it is not that, okay, a doll, I'm taking a doll and giving it a doll and then taking a doll. No, they had it enacted in such a beautiful, lively way that the child playing Yashoda gave the child playing Mahamaya to the child playing Vasudev, to the and took the child playing Krishna. So this is beautifully, beautifully woven together, and the commentary makes it so easy to understand. We all should be so much grateful to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj for his such a beautiful commentary, for making this understandable to each and every one of us. So this Diya Laya is very important because the children were exchanged over here. So this exchange happened, and then the next, which is the past, this was again the next pastime which happens in Gokula, wherein Putana was sent by Kamsa. Kona shishu sa jayena putanara rupe kahistana pana kare uthitara bhuke. Another time they dressed someone as Putana, and someone climbed on her chest and sucked her breast. So this is the Putana pastime, wherein Putana was sent to kill Krishna through her milk. So again, this pastime was also done. So I can just, you know, if we just visualize this part, like maybe that some child had become Putana. So they must have made some child look like Putana, and then another child climbing on her chest and then killing her by drinking her milk and the poison. So this was done again in our Srimad Bhagavatam 10.6.10 states that it was, I'll just read this out. On that very spot, the fiercely dangerous Rakshasi Putana took Krishna on her lap and pushed her breast into his mouth. The nipple of her breast was smeared with the dangerous, immediately effective poison. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, became very angry at her, took hold of her breast, squeezed it very hard with both hands, and sucked both the poison and her life. So this pastime was enacted by these boys in order to show that how Putana had come and how Putana had tried to kill Krishna. Now again, there were many times were asked to Nityanand Prabhu how did you know about this thing? And then every time Nityanand Prabhu always mentioned that it is my pastimes, and how will I not know about it? Kona dina shishu sange nilakhadi diya shakata gadiya taha fele na bhangiya. Again, the next pastimes which happened, these are all the pastimes which are happening when the Lord Shri Krishna was a baby, right? It was very small. So we all know about Shakatasura, right? On how the cart had fallen down, how the cart fell down, and it was only because of the Lord's foot when it hit, and it had to release Shakatasura from there. It was for the release of Shakatasura, and this also was enacted by Lord Nityananda. So one day Nityananda and his boyfriends made a Shakata, a hand cart out of reeds, and then broke it. So when whenever we are our children, if they play something, what did it, like our children in Krishna consciousness, when they are reading something, we make a diorama. A diorama is something when you're reading a book, and then the whole scene which is there, that is pictured either a box or either on one screen somewhere, you are enacting whatever you have read in that book. So you get an idea of what that book is. Like it may be a scene which is same way placed on the box, or through different puppets, or through different miniature figures it is enacted. Now over here, when Nityananda was playing with his friends, what did they do was they made a hand cart, a shakata. It's also called in Bengali a shakata. So they made a hand cart, and it was placed in such a way that the whole scene was enacted. Like a boy must have tried to enact as Krishna, his leg hitting the cart, and then the cart falling off. And so this all was done so lively that everybody could understand each and everything. And as we said, that all these parents who were present, when they came to look out for Krishna, now this was when it was when the Shakatasura pastime was happened. It was that there was some festival going on in that place, in Gokul. And so all the people were around there. So the same thing had been done over there. Like everybody was in a festive mood, and then baby Krishna was kept under the cart, and how he hit the cart and how it broke. So this pastime of the Shakatasura, the Shakat breaking, that is the hand cart breaking, was also enacted by Lord Nityananda. The word nalakhadi refers to a type of tall grass in the form of hard hollow sticks. So how was it made is also mentioned, that from some hard sticks, which is also called as nalakadi. So from this, the cart was made, the sticks were hollow, and then they could break it out also. So this was all happened in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Shri Krishna was lying down underneath the handcart in one corner of the courtyard, and although his little legs were as soft as leaves, when he struck the cart with his leg, it turned over violently and collapsed. And the same thing was enacted by the Nityananda Prabhu's friends, and they all loved this these pastimes a lot, and they always wanted more and more from Lord Nityananda. They never wanted to leave him. They always wanted to know more from him. They wanted to listen more from him, and they loved these dramas. And every day, these were the activities of Lord Nityananda every day. Okay, and every now and then he used to have some or the other drama which these kids could perform.
Goyalara ghare alakshite shishu sange giya churi kare.
Again, the best pastime of the Lord of stealing from the cowherd men. So we'll read the commentary also. So the translation: another day, the Lord and his friends stole from the houses of the neighboring cowherd men. The word goyala comes from the word goala, which is the corruption of the Sanskrit word gopala. Regarding Krishna stealing butter from the houses of the cowherd men, so in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.8.29, the gopis complained to Mother Yashoda about Krishna in the following words: Stevam sa swadya atya atha dahi paya kalpita steyi yogaha. Sometimes he devises some process by which he steals palatable curd, butter and milk, which he then eats and drinks. So this pastime of the Lord, wherein Krishna's pastimes, Lord Krishna, baby Krishna, Balaram, and all his friends, what they used to do, they used to steal butter and the butter and curds which was kept by the gopis. Now, what did the gopis used to do? They used to make butter and they used to keep it, and then Krishna and Balaram, they used to go and steal the butter. So now then, what did the gopis start doing? They complained to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda never listened to it. She said, no, my son cannot do it. And then what did the gopis started doing? The gopis started that because the pots are kept down, and that is the reason you are coming and stealing it. Now let me know, you are a small child, right? So what did the gopis do? They started hanging it on the top. So they thought that maybe now when it is hanged on the top, the butter will not be stolen. So what did the boys do? Krishna, baby Krishna, Balaram, what did they do? They used to make the the pyramid type. They used to like from the four of them on below them, then the three of them on top, and then Krishna going on the top, and then he used to steal the butter. And he used to not only steal the butter, not only eat the butter, but he used to distribute it also. And we know the beautiful pastime, right? He used to eat it and then he used to distribute it among the monkeys also. So these pastimes of how the butter was stolen was also enacted by Lord Nityananda and his friends. So the same thing they did. They went to the cow. They did not tell anyone, oh, you know what, we are going to do this pastime. Please keep some butter for us. No, they wanted to do it as a stealing thing only. So they used to steal from the houses of the neighboring cowherd men. And that is how they understood that, okay, this was like this. The children used to know that, yes, this is how Krishna has stolen the butter and the curds from the neighboring gopis and the cowherd men houses. All these pastimes, like there are so many of them which are mentioned. So as Lord Nityananda used to always have these pastimes with these boys, it was always a lively environment for them. And as we have seen in the past verses, that Lord Nityananda, because his presence in the Ekachakra was like, it was very auspicious. Like when Lord Nityananda was born, they were all auspicious signs. And it is also said that, over here, we'll just complete this first. The boys never left Nityananda's association to go home. but continued sporting with him day and night. So these pastimes of the Lord did not see a day or a night or this time or that time. They were like now also we say like in any universe, we never know in which universe, which pastimes of the Lord is still going on. So these pastimes of the Lord carry on and on. And when these boys were in the association of Lord Nityananda, they never wanted to go home. And the best part is that the parents were also not much concerned because they knew that their children is with Nitai and they were happy with it. So they never complained about it or they never cribbed about it. Rather, it is said that all the gopas and the gopis who were there, looking at Lord Nityananda itself, they had so much of pleasure and it is also said that they were more happy to see Nitai than their own children. That was the effulgence, that was the presence of the Lord. Nityananda's presence was so very enchanting to them that they loved his company. It's also said that in one of the classes which I heard, that when Nitai was born, you know, these men, the villagers, some or the other reason they used to find and they used to go and see Padmavati Devi and only to get a glimpse of the Lord. And the Lord was like, he was whitish and he was like very effulgent. And that is the reason, not only that reason, but his presence itself made such a big impact on all of them that they never understood that why they were so much attracted towards the towards Nitai. And sometimes it used to happen that these villagers wanted to go somewhere else, but unknowingly they used to always land up in Hadai Pandit's house. Only once they looked at Nitai and then they used to start with their work. So this was the presence of the Lord, and this is how his childhood was all centered around Lord Chaitanya's Lord Krishna's pastimes, and he was waiting for Lord Chaitanya to come. In the further verses, we will know that how he went with the sannyasi, and then at what point he met Lord Chaitanya. So I know this is a very short class because it was the pastimes of the Lord, I just wanted to mention that how the Lord enjoyed the pastimes with his friends. Because if I go to the other verses, then I might take up those pastimes also. So I just wanted to stay restricted to only these pastimes. So there are 3 to 4 pastimes which we had mentioned. Please correct me, anyone who can add on to. I know you all know much more than what I have said. I've made mistakes for sure. Please, please add up, Matajis and Prabhujis. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sita Bhujo. What a sweet, sweet, sweet. It was like eating a sugar cast. The pastimes were sweet. Your narration was sweet. It was like sitting in Govinda class. Fantastic.
Kids class, I told you.
And that's what we wanted. We wanted a break from all the strong philosophy and seriousness. So this was fun. Thank you so much, Mataji. And I'm so glad that Nitai's pastimes came to our cherished kids teachers team, especially you. I'm very, very happy about it. And thank you so much for taking this opportunity and for accepting it and coming and giving your valuable time. It was really nice to hear this from you. The pastimes definitely came to life. I was able to visualize each of these, and the way you kept emphasizing that even Nitai and his friends made sure that it was as realistic as possible. Like you were talking about the night time and, you know, how Nitai had fainted for so long till the exact next pastime was enacted, he would not get up. So all of this made it really realistic, Mataji. Thank you for giving us a nice movie time. I'm very, very grateful to you. And no questions and fantastic narration. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much. I wanted to put up slides, but I said, no, this will become totally going in the class.
No, it would have been very nice, but I love the poster as well, Mataji, the poster you made.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, for this opportunity.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for a very, very beautiful nectarian class, as Kriti Lasmi Mataji said. Very, very nice. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Shivani Mataji. Thank you so much. Vinita Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. What a beautiful class, Mataji. Just as Priti Mataji said, how the past times were very clear, like how Nityananda was immersed in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, in Krishna's pastimes and Rama's pastimes, everything like that. You made us to be immersed, and we are also confused whether Nityananda is enacting or Lord Krishna's pastimes are going in front of our eyes. So we are also confused. So it is very, very beautiful, as Mataji said. It's like just like a Govinda class, because these are so sweet pastimes, right? Even child can understand. Very, very nice, Mataji. You have said with your sweet voice, it was so nice. It is going in front of our eyes, like Mataji said, it's like a movie in front of our eyes, and we are also observed as Nityananda Mahaprabhu is observed in the pastimes. Mataji, thank you so much. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna Mataji. I know there are many things which could be emphasized. Sorry if I have not added them.
Very nice.
Hare Krishna, Kaumudiki Mataji, Hari Bol, so nice to see you. I can't hear you, Mataji.
Mataji, awaaz nahi aavto.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Mataji, we can hear you.
Okay. Hare Krishna, Sita Priti Mataji. Nice to see you after a long time. A very nice class. And I was just hearing, and I thought maybe I was dreaming like that. But it was very nice. They just staying down and just giving us the lecture. Continue.
Thank you, Mataji. Please keep me in your prayers, so that I can do a little bit more service, a little bit more every day. I miss association over here. Please pray for me, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Baltimore.
Hari Bol.
Are you coming sometime to Baltimore?
Mataji, I'm in India. I'm in India, Mataji.
That's why I'm asking.
I don't know what's Krishna's plan. Praying that we meet someday.
And I'm dreaming about going to Vrindavan this Kartik, so we'll see.
I hope. I'm dying to go there. I really like everyone, whoever comes, I'm asking them, are you going to Vrindavan? Please tell me, I will book a ticket. Because I've not been over there, so I feel scared, like I might not know what to do. But worst come worst, if I do not get anyone, I might just book a ticket and go myself. But I will wait for Kartik Mass. So if devotees are coming, I would really like to go with some devotees. Anybody is coming, please let me know so that I can book the tickets and then I can go with them.
From there, I don't know who's going. You would know who's going.
Yeah, I'll keep them posted. Like if anybody is going, they can let me know and I can. The problem is with booking tickets, Mataji, because the train tickets need a lot of time to be booked up. And sorry?
No. You can book your ticket now.
Yeah, if I book it now, then it is like secured. So like any 2-3 dates also I can pick up and then cancel it. So maybe Kartik Mas, if Radharani permits, I can visit Vrindavan. Please pray for me, Mataji.
Your woman's blessings are there. He also comes there.
Thank you, Mataji. Need your blessings, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Such a beautiful class, Mataji. I could log in and only a little later, but I'm going to go back and listen. Mataji, I mean, I was just listening to your conversation. There is one Mataji going from here during Kartik, my god sister. So I don't know if that'll help you.
Sure, Mataji, I'll get in touch with you. and get her more contacts, Mataji. That would be really nice.
Yeah, they stay there for a month. Generally, they have an apartment. I mean, they get an apartment or something. So you can ask her, you know, they'll be there for a month. So you have some flexibility.
Sure, Mataji. I'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, sure. Nice to see you always, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Such a beautiful class. You know, I just visualize the Krishna's pastime, which way you narrated the Krishna's pastime. So it was so good, so wonderful.
Thank you, Mataji. I'm just trying, just read and listen. There needs to be more reading and more listening for sure. Please pray, Mataji, that I should be able to Mataji, read.
You narrated very nice. Come again and again in future, okay? So we can listen, we can hear from your sweet voice and mouth.
Hare Bol, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
हरे कृष्णा सीता प्रिया माता जी कोटि कोटि धन्यवाद प्रणाम शिल प्रभुपाद शिल गुरुदेव की जय गोपीनाथ की जय माता जी आप बता रहे थे तो क्वालिफाइड तो नहीं है पर ऐसे लीला वो लिख रही थी माता जी श्री श्री नित्यानंदा एंड नॉट ओनली हृदय पंडित एंड पर उनका पूरे गांव के लोग नित्यानंद को देखने आते थे फिर सब बच्चे लीलाएं करते थे तो कहीं बुजुर्ग लोग पूछते थे कि आपको कैसे पता हाउ यू नो ऑल दिस लीला तो वो तो खुद भगवान है ना एंड वो कृष्णा लीला एंड राम लीला टुगेदर माता जी वो जड़ी बूटी लेने जाते लक्ष्मण मूर्छित हो जाते और लीला माता जी आपने बताया तो द प्रीचर इज लाइक दैट के जो हमारे लेवल पे आके प्रीच करे माता जी इतना अच्छा लगा कि एकदम हाई फाई होएगा तो माता जी वो तो हम लोग तो बहुत बेसिक नॉलेज है हमारा तो नहीं जाएगा पर ये तो पूरा इतना अच्छा लगा कि अभी सुनते जाए हरी हरी गौरांगा कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम माता जी देयर इज श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम यात्रा एच इंद्रधनु महाराज महाराज यात्रा अक्टूबर 2 to November 4 एंड वन एटलांटा माताजी स्टेइंग 6 months देयर इन श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम सो आई सेंड नंबर ऑफ दैट माताजी उनका घर ही लिया है माताजी उन्होंने सब फर्नीचर और सब कुकिंग के साथ मतलब किचन के साथ है तो आप उनके साथ रह सकते हैं माता जी और प्रे फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस दैट माता जी वी विल क्वालिफाइड टू एंटर इन श्रीधाम वृंदावन धाम बाय द मर्सी ऑफ भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी अवर आचार्यगण सिक्स गोस्वामी प्रे फॉर ऑल भक्ति संघा माता जी ट्रेन टिकट बस टिकट एयर टिकट से थोड़ी जा सकते हैं माता जी उसके लिए मूड कितने सालों से बनाते रोते तभी एंटर हो पाते और हम तो यही प्रार्थना करेंगे माता जी कि आप श्री राधा कलाचंद जी की सेवा में वापस आ जाए हरी हरी गौरांग दंडवत प्रणाम बेटा जय जय नित्यानंद जय जय गौरांगा
हरे कृष्णा माता जी आई लव द क्लास
व्हाट आई वाज थिंकिंग सुदेवी आई वाज थिंकिंग मे बी ऑनलाइन वी शुड डू समथिंग विद आवर दीज पास्ट टाइम्स राइट Something we'll do. Vinita Gandharvika Mataji and Priti Vilasini Mataji, they are full with ideas. We can take their help and let's do something nice, fun. When I was reading it, I was always remembering you.
We already did one online, right, Mataji? You remember Narsingha Leela? Yeah, we already did one.
Yeah, some similar something. We'll try to do it and let's see. We'll get into it. Isn't it, Sudevi? That would be so much fun, right?
Mataji. that option is good. I love the class very much. Thank you very much, Mataji. And how I like the pastimes. And I like the sentence that the child Yashoda is giving the child Mahamaya to the child Vasudev and taking the child Krishna. very funny.
So funny, right? When I was reading it, I said, oh, yes, I should emphasize this. And you know that how it, I'll just take a snap, okay? Sudevi, because I really love when I see you on call. Yeah. So it's really so nice, right? A child giving to the child, to the child. Only the names are different, but all are children.
they must be so blissful to have Lord Nityananda's association. How blessed souls those may be, right?
Yeah, and how Lakshman became Murchit.
And that is... He did not wake up till he got the next act done. Right? It was like he was sleeping for 5-7 hours, but he did not wake up. He said, do the next act, only then I will wake up.
If we are lying down, we will say, give the medicine quickly, right?
Yes,
we will get tired of lying down.
We'll do some prompting here and there. Come on, next scene, whatever here. Nityananda did not wake up because he himself was Lakshmana over there. It's so nice to see you, Sudevi, and enjoying the whole Chaitanya Bhagavat. I really, really appreciate your efforts. And I pray that Lord Nityananda has special mercy on you.
Nityananda Prabhu is playing as a human being. So how does he know that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is born in another place?
When he was born, there is an age difference between Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya. So when it was, see, our verses is about acting about the Lord, right? But in reality, if we see Lord Nityananda, he is the Lord's eternal associate, right? Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they are two sharira, but they are just an expansion. He is just an expansion of the Lord. So when he is an expansion of the Lord, he has come to set up the whole mood of Lord Chaitanya's advent, right? And then when Lord Chaitanya comes, these are all instincts, you know, like he knows because he is the Lord himself. He's the Sankarsana. So he is the first expansion of the Lord. So whatever happens with the Lord, it is known to him. And that way, when the Lord was born, he just came to know about it.
Okay, Mataji. That was nice. Thank you very much, Mataji, for the wonderful class.
Thank you, Sudevi. And thank you, nice. So you think so deeply. Really very nice, Sudevi. Very nice. Hari Bol.
Mataji.
Hey, Krishna.
Explaining so nicely, that's why I'm able to understand.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Sudevi.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Once again, I would like to thank you for your beautiful nectarian and sweet class. It was very wonderful, and we're very glad to have your association today. Even though it's kind of late in India, you joined. Please keep giving us your beautiful association more often. Dear devotees, is there no more questions or realization at this time? With Mataji's permission and all the assembled devotees' permission, I would like to close the call. Vancha kalpita rubhyascha kripa sindhuye vacha patita nam pavanebhyo vaishnebhyo namo namah ananta vaishnavind ki jay namacharya haridas thakur ji ki jay shri prabhupad ki jay shri chaitanya bhagavat ki jay har grace sita priti mata ji ki jay
thank you mata ji koti koti dandavat pranam hare krishna
hare krishna
thank you everyone for joining today's class we'll meet again tomorrow hari bol Thank you once again, Sita Priti Mataji. Hari Bol. Closing the call, dear devotees. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.